So let's review. Regarding the Arba Avos Nezikin, Hashor, Habor, Hamava, Va'esh. Although each one possesses a unique chumrah, nevertheless, the Mishnah concludes, all four of us have a general chumrah in common. They are likely to cause hazik, and the owner must guard them. Therefore, there is a binyan av from the arba of his nezikin to all other nezikin that ukasha hizik chava mazik l'sham tashlumin nezik b'meitav ha'aretz. The mazik is liable to reimburse the nezik with his most superior fields. The Gemara now discusses four scenarios of nezikin for which the tzara shava is needed because they are not completely similar to one of the avos nezikin. Abaye says, "Am nesekin masoy shenichem b'reish gagoy v'nofli b'ruach mitzuyah v'zikoy." If a person left his stone, knife, or package lying on the rooftop, and an average wind blew it down and it caused damage, he is chayiv, as the Gemara explains, hezikoy baser dinaichi va'afkirinu. The Avnei Sekinim HaSoyeh first came to rest in the Rishus HaRabim, and the owner declared it ownerless before the hezik occurred, in which it became a bar Rishus HaRabim. However, bar alone cannot be the source, because mala bar shekin in koyach acham u'rav boy, taimer bahani shekoyach acham u'rav boy. A bar was created by the person alone, without any other factors, while this bar he created together with a second factor, the Ruach Mitzuyah, that blew it to the ground. And Eish alone, which is Koyach Acham U'rav Boy, cannot be the source either, because Mala Eish shekin darkei leilech lahazik. The hazik occurs when the moving Eish encounters the item that was stationary. Taimer bahani shein darkei leilech lahazik. While here the hazik occurs when the moving item encounters Avnei Sekinim HaSoyeh that was stationary. Therefore, the source is Hatzara Shava Shebehen, Shedarkan Lahazik, Vishmiras Nalacha. Rava says the Binyan Av is needed for Bar Hamasgalgal Baragli Adam Uveragli Behema. A person who first placed an obstacle in the Rishus HaRabim, and then another person or animal rolled it to a second location where it caused damage, he is Chayev, and the Afkirino. The owner had declared that item ownerless before the Hezek occurred, in which it became a Bar Rishus HaRabim. However, bar alone cannot be the source because mala bar shekin ma'isav garmaloi. Term bahani she'im ma'isav garmaloi. Generally, a bar is created by his action that he dug the pit, while here the bar was created by the actions of the Adam of Behema who moved the bar to the Makom Hezek. And shor alone cannot be the source either because mala shor shekin darkei leilech lahazik. Term bahani she'in darkei leilech lahazik. Therefore, the source is atzara shava shebehen shedarkei lahazik u'shmarasin olecha. Rav Adbar Ava says, the binyan av is needed for the brayis halacha of kol elu she'amru peiskin bivaysein begorfin ma'orisehen, regarding all those whom the chacham permitted to empty their waste into the rishus rab. B'maisachama ein lehem rishus, b'maisachshamim yesh lehem rishus. During the summer he may not do so because the clean, dry streets become soiled, while in the winter he may do so because the streets are muddy anyway. However, ava pishe b'rishus im hezikuch hayavim l'shalom, even when he does have permission if the waste cause damage, he is chayiv. The Gemara explains, Ibahadi de Ka'azli Maski. The Brisa does not refer to a hezek that occurs while the weights were being put out, because Kaichahu, the person's power caused the hezek, and as Rashi explains, B'tanali b'masnitin. The Mishnah already mentioned the hezek of Adam. Elabaster denayich. The Brisa must refer to hezek that occurs after the weights became stationary, and Dafkirinu, in which it became a Bar Rishus HaRabim. However, Bar alone cannot be the source, because Mala Bar Shekin Shalei Bershus, Taimah Bahani de Bershus. A bar was created without permission, while this bar was created with permission. And shor alone cannot be the source either, because mala shor shekin darkei leilech lahazik. Taimah bahani she'ein darkei leilech lahazik. Therefore, the source is atzara shava shebehen shedarkei lahazik u'shmaras nalecha. Ravina says the binyan av is needed for the Mishnah's halacha of akoysel va'ilin shenafalu rishus harabim vehezikoy patim alashalom. If a person's wall or tree fell down into the Rishus HaRabim and caused damage, he's not liable. However, if Bezin initially set a time limit for him to cut down his tree or demolish his wall that was in danger of falling, it depends. If the tree or wall fell down before the time expired, he's Pater. But if they fell down after the time expired, he is Chayev. And as the Gemara explains, La'achar man Chayev de'afkirinu, in which it became a bar b'shus harabim. However, bar alone cannot be the source, because mala bar shekin tchilas asiyas lenezik. Taim bahani she ain tchilas asiyas lenezik. The bar was destined to cause hezik from when it was created, while these were not destined to cause hezik when they were built. And shor alone cannot be the source either, because mala shor shekin darkei leilech lahazik. Taim bahani she ain darkei leilech lahazik. Therefore, the source is Hatzara Shava Shebehen, Shadarkun Lahazik, Ushmaras Nalacha. The Mishnah mentioned the halacha ukesha hizik chav hamasuk l'sham tashlumi nezik b'meitav ha'aretz. If one of the nezikin caused damage, he must reimburse the nezik with idis, his most superior fields, but not with beininus, an average field, and certainly not with ziburis, an inferior field, because the pasuk of Shem Beregel states meitav sedeu u'meitav karmi yishalom. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the Braisa in how to assess the mazik's idis field. Meitav sedeu shel nezik u'meitav karmi shel nezik divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, loy ba'akasav ele ligvis l'nizakin min ha'idis. And the Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. Kugain choyse idis de nizik, ki ziburis de mazik. This is the case in which the nizik's superior fields were of equal quality as the mazik's inferior fields. Rabbi Shmuel holds b'de nizik shemina. The quality of idis is assessed according to the nizik's properties. Therefore, the mazik can pay even with his ziburis field because it is equal in quality to the nizik's idis. Or Rabbi Kiva holds bid the mazik sheminon. The quality of idis is assessed according to the mazik's properties. Therefore, the mazik must pay with his idis field. The Gemara explains that the machlekes is based on the pasuk meitav sedehu meitav karmo yishalom. Rabbi Shmuel cites a gezer shava of the word sedehu with the word sade in the earlier pasuk uvir biste achar. The animal went into the other's field. Masada amur lamala denizik afsada amur lamata denizik. Just as the earlier word sada, which refers to the damages, which obviously occurred in the nizik's field, so too the later word sada here, which refers to the payment, is according to the nizik's field. However, Bikiva argues, loyba kasav ligvis l'nizakin min ha'idis. The simple understanding of the pasuk refers to the heich the kol mishalom. We go according to the field of the mazik who is paying, because the word yishalom follows the word sadehu b'karmai. And as Rashi explains, v'le'osik zeir shava v'okor le'likra. The Gzer Shava cannot override the Pshat. While Rabbi Shmuel responds, Ahanik Gzer Shava v'hanikra. This pasuk does not contradict the Gzer Shava, but rather both are necessary. The Gzer Shava refers to the previous case of Shahaisa Idis de Nizik Iziburis de Mazik, where Bedenizik Shemina. While the pasuk refers to a case of the Iisle Lamazik, Idis Viziburis. Viziburis de De Loy Shavaki Idis de Nizik. The Mazik owns both Idis and Ziburis fields, and his Ziburis field is of lesser quality than the Nizik's Idis field, while his Idis field is of greater quality than the Nizik's Idis field. In this case, b'de Mazik Shaiminan, the Mazik must pay with his Idis field and not with his Ziburis, because the quality of Idis cannot be less than the Nizik's Idis. This discussion continues in the next daf.